How about a history quiz? I say Declaration of Independence, and you say Thomas Jefferson. I say Mount Rushmore, and you say Thomas Jefferson. I say ice cream, and you say Dairy Queen? No, Thomas Jefferson.
The first known recipe written down in the United States is Thomas Jefferson's handwritten recipe for vanilla ice cream.
Who knew? Lloyd Shelton, food service manager at Mount Rushmore National Memorial, did, and spent the last 2 years making his dream to recreate Thomas Jefferson's ice cream a reality. Lloyd invited me to sample some under the watchful eye of our third president and to hear the story behind its arrival at the National Memorial. Driving into the heart of the Black Hills on a warm summer day, I, of course, bring along the family, in this case, my wife and dog. After all, ice cream is the original American summertime treat, and it's a well-known tradition in this country that once one person goes out for ice cream, everyone goes out for ice cream.
Hi, welcome to Mount Rushmore.
The beautiful weather and magnificent skies have brought crowds of visitors to Mount Rushmore. Generally, that's a good thing, but not today. Already a popular choice among ice cream enthusiasts, the supply of Thomas Jefferson ice cream has been seriously depleted.
2 days ago, we were already out of it. So until Friday, that's when our next shipment comes in.
Ice cream manager Stephanie Hansen isn't passing on good news to me. Not only was it a long drive here, but my historic taste buds are already overflowing with colonial and patriotic ardor. As Stephanie checks the storeroom for the ice cream that was supposed to be put aside for my arrival, Lloyd Shelton offers an overview of the path from idea to reality for what he's calling TJ's ice cream.
Well, about 2 years ago, we found an old sign from the old building, the North by Northwest building, and it had this great saying on it, Thomas Jefferson brought ice cream to America. Only problem is, when we did a little research, we found out that was wrong. Ice cream had already been in America for couple of decades.
That would be a couple of decades prior to when some thought Jefferson brought the dessert back from France while serving there as U.S. ambassador. But it was during this research that Lloyd discovered Thomas Jefferson did write down the first known recipe in America for ice cream.
We thought, what a great idea. We'll make a sign. So we put a sign out in the Avenue of Flags just to tell people, you know, a little fact, a little information, a history. And we noticed something. People are out there, and, you know, we have this great, wonderful monument behind us, and they're standing there posing with this sign, with the Thomas Jefferson ice cream sign.
We're going to get a couple buckets of TJ ice cream.
Yes, ma'am.
Great news. Stephanie Hansen has located the ice cream. As she instructs one of her frontline servers to get the Founding Fathers' goods, Lloyd finishes his frozen dessert, Suspense Tale.
And then people started asking us, can we get the recipe? Well, I started printing up the recipes downstairs on our printer. I'm running ink out of our printer. I go and have it made into like a postcard because we have so many people who want it. Well, they didn't just want the postcard. They wanted the ice cream.
It took 2 years, but Lloyd finally found a willing partner to provide Mount Rushmore's visitors with what they were demanding. Pride Dairy of Bottineau, North Dakota, a small-town business that usually doesn't sell its products outside a 100-mile radius, is now recreating the first ice cream recipe in America. Pride spokesperson Jeff Beyer says it's beyond historic.
I mean, to follow a recipe from Thomas Jefferson, and all of a sudden it's going to Mount Rushmore, and it's wonderful for us.
All right, let's get to the real reason we're here, and that's the ice cream. Visitors are already lining up for samples and afterwards purchases. I tell Lloyd I need to get a few quick comments. He assures me that there will be some ice cream left for me.
This is good.
Yeah?
That is really good.
Like homemade ice cream.
It's good. Yeah.
So, what do you think of that ice cream?
It's really good.
It's delicious.
I really liked it. I thought it was good.
Girls, boys, teens, men, and women... My wife.
Very creamy.
Everyone seems to like TJ's ice cream. Even my dog approves. But I still haven't had any. Until my wife thrusts a spoonful in my mouth.
Really good.
Thomas Jefferson Foundation research librarian Anna Burks confirms the recipe used for TJ's ice cream was indeed written down by Jefferson, but she notes that he didn't create the recipe. Burks also says Jefferson is credited with increasing the popularity of the dessert by serving it at state dinners during his administration. And that's a tradition Americans can add to their Independence Day celebrations, the freedom to eat ice cream. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.